Welcome to the Not Old Better Show. I'm your host, Paul Vogelsang, and this is episode number 201. Let me ask you three questions real quick. Do you fear it's too late to make change in your life? Does the idea of career change overwhelm you? Do you feel trapped in your career? Well, we're going to answer some of those questions today as part of our business build-out series. Our guest today on the Not Old Better Show is Josh Iverson. Josh Iverson is founder and CEO of iMedia Sales. Josh Iverson is a super accomplished online advertising and new media sales and marketing professional with over 10 plus years in online media sales. Josh Iverson is what I'd call a serial entrepreneur, but with big company experience too, having worked for Viacom, NBC Universal, United Online, Net Zero, Classmates.com, and Josh Iverson sold some of the very first advertising for Facebook. For purposes of complete transparency, Josh and his team work with me to support the show here on the Not Old Better Show. They sell ads, they have sponsorship deals, they develop my own online marketing strategy, but I'd be talking to him anyway and introducing you to him irrespective of that relationship. Josh Iverson is here today to tell us the fascinating story of his career and about your careers in your second act, your new jobs, how to pivot toward a new role, noting the iMedia team career opportunities, and answering those three questions. So please join me in welcoming to the Not Old Better Show via Skype, Josh Iverson. Josh Iverson, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Paul. It's great to be on. Obviously, I'm a listener, so this is exciting.
Well, and I'm grateful. I'm grateful for all my listeners out there. But Josh, tell my listeners a little bit about the business. But I think what might be very important is to tell them a little bit about how you work with me and my show.
Absolutely. So, Paul, we've worked with you as a partner. It was amazing to me when I found your show and your website and all this great content that you had put out there. And yet, you know, even at the time, you'd produced already over, you know, 130 podcasts and hadn't really driven any of your own revenue for sponsorship or marketing or anything. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I listen to podcasts and I hear their marketing, and I was like, there's an opportunity here. And this is what iMedia Sales Team does. And you produce great media. And I look forward to working with you more so that we can bring more relevant advertisers and marketers to you and to your listeners. And I look forward to being able to provide the means so that you can continue to produce great content and, you know, even more important stuff for all of us as listeners. So thank you.
Yeah, well, thank you. And I think it's also important to point out, you know, maybe more specifically about the business, that you have a portfolio right now. I mean, you're working with CNN, that, you know, I mean, these are companies that I know of, certainly, in my work with you. You're working with CNN, you're working with Next Avenue, you have, and you have had a wonderful history with Facebook. And now that's, of course, very much back to the fore of what it is that iMedia Sales are doing. What else are you doing? And what are you looking forward to kind of in the near term and the long term?
Yeah, it's exciting. I mean, we do work with a portfolio of great sites that do tend to attract the 55 plus boomer or mature market, the Ancestry family of sites, a number of other genealogy sites, CNN News Source, which is the content owned by CNN that you see all over the news world, Classmates.com, one of those sites that Facebook disrupted, as you mentioned. I had worked with Facebook and saw that whole thing. But, you know, there are a lot of fantastic sites out there. One of them that you may or may have heard of recently is called Next Avenue. Mm-hmm. And nextavenue.org does a great job. And I'd love to see more partnerships between the Not Old Better Show and Next Avenue. Mm-hmm. But certainly there's a lot of great sites out there. And you can almost think about it like AARP is one channel to reach that older, mature market. But there's a lot of other great sites, hip sites, hobbies, really cool things that people do online that happen to be 55 plus. And that's when advertisers will come to iMedia Sales Team in our portfolio.
Yeah, and I think that's really important to point out, you know, just right here, Josh, and that is that, you know, as an organization, you've been underway for some time. In other words, you have a track record, you have a history. You also have a team alongside of you. And that team, while it might be virtual, so that it would offer my listeners and my audience, those interested in a second act, it would offer some freedom. But that team allows you to work closely together to drive sales, to drive revenue, to really work with some of these top name companies and do so in this burgeoning field of online sales.
Exactly. Yeah, it's an exciting market. We always hear about social advertising or digital advertising or advertising on, you know, podcasts now. And it is a new frontier, but it's certainly something that, you know, I've been doing for a long time, and I've been doing it for other people. And as you kind of, you know, get a little bit later in life and have the opportunity to work from home, or you want to work from home, you know, I provide that platform. And then the people as a team, we work together on behalf of sites that really wouldn't be able to hire the type of individuals that my team attracts. And so by kind of pairing a portfolio of sites, I'm able to, you know, really create something wonderful for an independent media professional to sell. And what's interesting is now with the proliferation of digital media, you could even go into a dealership in, you know, Ogden, Utah, which is, you know, my hometown, or close by in Concord, Massachusetts, which is closer to where I live now. And you can go into one pizza joint or car dealer, and through online properties, you can actually reach more people in their neighborhood than you could with the Boston Globe or some of these other traditional media. So really introducing a consultative human into that whole process is what iMedia sales team seeks to do, because at the end of the day, Facebook is too big for some sites and some people and some businesses. Google is too big. And unless you can really figure out how to go in there and do it all on your own, it's going to be a challenge. And so what iMedia sales team does is we bring media professionals, sellers, people that are actually, you know, working with a portfolio, but also working with Facebook and other things to try and create a digital marketing project. And that's really what we're training people to do, and that's the type of service that we're doing for marketers and businesses, and it's the type of service we're offering to media companies and websites and, you know, the Not Old Better Show.
Some of the real growth potential is with podcasts. You've alluded to that a little bit, but what are some of the podcast trend details that you're watching closely that represent this opportunity?
Absolutely. I mean, smart speakers, with the proliferation of that, people are developing now for voice. Mm-hmm. So podcasts will just kind of continue to grow and evolve. Already 68 million Americans monthly are listening to a podcast. That's going to continue to grow. Accessing things with voice will continue to grow. We try and stay on top of these trends and waves, but also we do focus on banners and social and, you know, some of these things that current companies are already spending a lot of money on. But I see a lot of potential in podcasting. And I think as the industry, you know, really gets behind some of these great media companies, you know, we're going to see that really explode.
Josh Iverson, what are some of the specific duties that someone would be taking on if they joined the iMedia sales team?
Sure. Well, we have a platform and a dashboard and a process, a lot of emailing, a lot of using LinkedIn, mm-hmm. a lot of conference calls and video conference calls. You know, go into trade events. You know, I'm very involved with the American Marketing Association and mm-hmm. Aging 2.0 and, you know, Mary Furlong and Associates. So when there are opportunities in a local market, great to be out and about. But really 90% of it is working remotely, internet connection, going through our, you know, prospecting platform, again, using a lot of the tools that we have, not being afraid to pick up the phone and reach out to somebody, you know, follow it up with an email, and then, you know, at the end of the day, maybe talk to your mentor or somebody who you're working with on our team to, you know, learn about a new property, a new strategy, a new digital opportunity.
And I think that's a good word to kind of point out and emphasize too. This is a team. You will have colleagues. There will be some training. There'll be some mentoring. And I think that's the word to kind of focus on. So if somebody's interested, they should reach out to you. And so, Josh, where can they find you and where can they learn a little bit more about iMedia Sales?
Yeah, I mean, we do have a website, imediasalesteam.com/careers. And if you go to the careers section of that site, you know, it gives a little more detail, and it asks you to fill in a professional application. And, you know, that by no means, you know, indicates that, you know, we're committing to anything or you're committing to us. It's really an opportunity to set up a networking call and find out if this is a fit for all parties. You know, some territories are already taken, but some are not. And so I think, you know, right now we only have five people coast to coast. So a lot of those folks are already mentors. You know, they've been with me for, you know, many, 8 years plus. And so, you know, it's an exciting time to branch out and see what else is available. And it's an exciting time to get a little more regional. And that's what kind of we're certainly looking for all the time.
My sense is, just based on our working together a little bit, is that there's a great deal of demand. And so iMedia Sales needs people to join and grow with the organization.
Absolutely. I mean, there's essentially an unlimited opportunity. And, you know, there are so many small businesses that I see, you know, builders and, you know, unique business ideas. And I think, you know, I could do this for them. I could do that for them. But at the end of the day, we only have so much time, and the only way that I think those businesses could truly be served is by another individual, and it's a symbiotic relationship. That company would benefit from a media professional that can help them, and that media professional can benefit because, you know, they're getting a percentage of what that company spends, and that's just kind of how marketing grows, and with how much is available now digitally and how much inventory is available, even in our niche kind of 55-plus market, yeah, there's a lot of opportunity.
We're with Josh Iverson of iMedia Sales. Josh Iverson, thanks so much for joining us. Of course, the simple math is that the boomer market is too valuable to ignore. In my opinion, working with you, as I have a little bit, certainly with regard to my podcast, is something that has been very valuable and important. And I just encourage my listeners to seek out some of these opportunities, maybe try and figure out what Josh is suggesting, where you might have some possible connections. But Josh, I want to leave it to you to sum up and close out and tell us where people can find you at iMedia Sales and specifically where they can find out more information about iMedia Sales.
Sure, absolutely, Paul. Yeah, we have a website, imediasalesteam.com. I as in internet, mediasalesteam.com. And, you know, there's a form that someone could fill out and we'll reach out to you. Or you could certainly just reach out directly to me, josh@imediasalesteam.com. And we would, you know, put you in touch with folks to just get some more information about what we do. But, you know, it's an exciting world. We're excited to be part of your organization, Paul. And I learn something every day from you listening to your podcast. And I love the idea of Encore Careers.
Yeah.
And I love the idea of a second act. And, you know, I'm fully aware that those people are the ones that I'm going to be learning from anyway. So this is all good.
Josh Iverson, founder of iMedia Sales Team at imediasalesteam.com. We're going to put links up of the locations of where you can find Josh and some additional information, as well as a specific link to the career section at the imediasalesteam.com website. But Josh Iverson, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Paul. I appreciate it.
It's a pleasure, always, Josh. My thanks to our guest today, Josh Iverson. As usual, we're going to post links to everything, including all the various sites that Josh mentioned with those career opportunities at iMedia Sales. And also, as usual, my thanks to you, the listeners, for joining me today. Your time is valuable, and I'm grateful you're spending some of it with me. I am always interested in your feedback, and you can leave that at iTunes, Google Play, or send me email at info@notold-better.com. Stay tuned for our next show, another great one, as we talk about better, the Not Old Better Show. Thanks, everybody, and remember to check out genealogybank.com/NOBS for great genealogy newspaper articles, history, and data and to support the show. That's genealogybank.com/NOBS. Thank you very much.